from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Pirates manager Derek Shelton on his birthday at the top of the hour. Will he get a birthday present from his general manager? That's the question right now. 50-minute mark on the Fan. Brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills limits. An update on Roman Wilson.
According to Alan Saunders of Steelers Now, he left practice after being tackled on a jet sweep in seven shots. He said he's not quite sure what the injury might have been. The trainer was looking at his hip and back area.
Man, that would be, for an already thin position, that would be really bad, needless to say, right? I mean, there's some people believing that he'll be the number two receiver, Paul.
I think he probably will be, if healthy.
Well, I will say that if it's, you know, significant enough that he, you know, whatever, this is a position we've been talking about for a long time that already needs to get better. Right? So, if he's out,
they got problems.
They've got, I mean, again, we talk about the Pirates, and one of my big frustrations with the Steelers is that they haven't fully, fixed their receiving core. You know, we've been talking about a number two receiver for 6 months now. They've had a lot of time to try and figure it out. They drafted one here who was a candidate for that, and I don't know, it's not a good situation that he's hurt right now.
All right, we'll keep you updated on everything happening at Steeler camp, but it is trade deadline day, and people are fired up. Bob Smizek, very nice man, legend in Pittsburgh media history. Would you agree with both those assertions, Paul?
Absolutely.
Bob was good to you on your way up, yes?
Absolutely. I consider him a mentor. And I tell you, that Fiesta Bowl, you remember the Fiesta Bowl that we always talk about that we went to and we stayed out in that resort?
Yes, I do.
I spent basically that entire week, or at least four days, I think. Although I was there the whole week, but I think Bob Smizek said he flew in like 4 days before the game or whatever it was. And so I spent a couple of days, like really a lot of time with him. And I found him to be hilarious. I found him to be, you know, really engaging. And so it was like he went from being this mythical figure to me, who I talked to a little bit at work, to, I really like this guy. Like, this guy is a great guy. He's a great guy. And obviously a legendary writer. Yes.
And I think, I don't want to speak for Bob, but I think his passion was baseball, or is baseball. And his Pirate tweets are always very interesting. Here's one from 4 hours ago. Listen up, Sheltie critics. If manager of the year were picked today, he'd be leading candidate to win. Who has done more with less? Pitching excellent, but only Keller has been here all season. Hitting an abomination, widely criticized at home, but highly respected elsewhere. I wrote about this, I think, 2 weeks ago, Paul, that Sheltie's actually done a good job this season, contrary to popular belief. What do you make of all this? What do you make of Smize's tweet?
I think that if you watch the last few days, I mean, I think Derek Shelton has certainly pushed every single button that needs to be pushed. I mean, he's pushed every right button, right? But as we always say, quite often the difference between the managers that are successful and the managers that aren't is that the moves that they make actually turn into something. Like, you know what I mean? If he puts in Joey Bart and Joey Bart strikes out, you know, 2 days ago, nobody says a word about it, right?
Yes.
But Joey Bart came through. If, I'll give you another great one. If, you know, who was it? They unintentionally, intentionally walked with the best.
Alvarez,
okay. So now you walk him, but there's a risk because a single ties the game now.
Yes,
it does. You
don't
need a home run. A single ties the game. So if Bednar, you know, if that pitch is a little lower or whatever and the guy doesn't pop it up, say he just rips a little seeing eye single through, now all of a sudden that looks like a really stupid move. So my point is, we spend a lot of time ripping managers for moves they make that don't work out.
Yeah.
I always try and look at, was it the right move at the time? And, you know, a case in point was 2 days ago, and City Limits got into it with us. We were talking about this yesterday. If I'm the Diamondbacks with first base open in a one-run game, and Jared Triola, who was 0 for 3 or 0 for 4 going into, and he was pretty, to a couple of his at-bats were terrible, I'm not pitching to Joey Bart. I'm walking him. I'm doing the unintentional, intentional walk thing, whereas I'm going to throw some pitches and see if I can get him to swing at some garbage, and I'm walking him, and now I'm going to face Triola and take my chances
that
I can get Triola out. But, again, I said that from the start. That wasn't a hindsight is 2020 type thing. I said that as soon as Joey Bart, you know, they pinch hit, you know, Joey Bart. But my point is, if the manager walks Joey Bart and Triola hits a three-run homer, he's going to get ripped, even though in my mind it would have been the right strategy. So I think that Shelton, one thing that's happened for him in a good way is in recent weeks, every move he's made seemingly has worked out. And so that's good. But I agree with Smizek that, you know, he's done a lot and he's done a really good job, you know, of getting the Pirates to where they're at. But I can't go all the way to he's a leading candidate for manager of the year from the standpoint of when you have the starting pitching that they've had.
I know, but he didn't have Skeens for over a month. Jared Jones has left the rotation. Falter's left the rotation.
But again, even before that, but again, their starting pitching has been ridiculously good. Even before they had Skeens, their starting pitching was good. All I'm saying is I think that he deserves a lot of credit, and he's a definite manager of the year candidate.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Yeah, there are certainly many choices.
If you look at the Astros, they were dead in the water a month ago, and now they're right in the thick of the wild card. I mean, there's some other guys. I don't know that the guy managing the Brewers. I mean, somehow he's managed to keep that team in first place.
Definitely.
Comfortably in first place, and I don't think they're that good.
A lot of people thought they were coming back to the pack.
Right.
Smizek says, almost 2 days until the trade deadline, if the Pirates stand pat with a roster that includes Taylor, A. Williams, Bay, Triolo, Grandal, Sawinski, and a gaping hole at second base. This was a couple days ago. They have absolutely no interest in being competitive for the final 2 months of the season. I think we all agree on that. We'll keep you updated as we get towards 6 p.m. The manager is next, Derek Shelton. He was on the record saying they needed a bat. Let's talk to Shelty about the trade deadline and about where his team stands right now. That's coming up next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.